of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Episode 4 of Off Rip Radio. I'm your host, Liam, and joining me today is Davey, Adrian 1, and Adrian 2.
What's up?
So that part will be a little bit confusing. Today,
should we just go with Forging and Locho, if we'll be using?
Sure. If you want. I think I'm going to leave this music on, like, really low, because
I like it.
Kind of enjoying the vibe. Okay, my turn's down a little bit. Well, Dave, take it away. What's the agenda for today?
We're going to be playing a couple songs. I think, is our agenda a little bit shorter? We're going to take a lot more time talking about the songs and play less songs in general, and we're going to kind of test this out.
Yeah.
So, if you're listening, please let us know if you like this format better or the more music format better. There will be kind of a variation between, you know, the beginning of the month weeks and the rest of the weeks. So there will be some episodes that are more music, some that are less, some that are more interview-focused, more review-focused. But, again, we want to do all this for you guys and what you guys like. So your feedback is always much appreciated. What else, guys? Say something, 4G.
All right,
how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good today.
Yeah?
What did we do earlier? We just did a session.
Yeah. Recorded some fire.
We did a session for the song called Can't or I Win.
Yes. I think it's his next big hit song, in my opinion.
I'm excited to hear it.
It got a really catchy hook.
Good.
Yeah. Like, really, really fun. We took a lot of inspo from the new Travis Scott album.
Good.
Utopia, right? Specifically, which tracks, like, Nick, do you want to actually give your take on that album?
Actually, old one. Impossible. That song.
Off of what record?
Rodeo.
Rodeo.
What, you're talking about the new Travis Scott album?
Well, I mean, yeah, because I mean, it's new Travis Scott or old Travis Scott, it's very, like, the track that we made today was very Travis Scott inspired. What's your take on the new album, but then also, like, what's your take on Travis Scott as a whole and the old versus new Travis Scott, etc.?
The album's hard. I can't stop listening to it. But old versus new,
Is the music distracting you?
No, it's good.
I don't really see
the differences. Like, the sound, like, it sounds different. It's a different concept. Like, you know, there's different notes and stuff, but it's almost still like it's just him. Like, I don't know. It doesn't sound different. It sounds like different in the project itself, but it sounds like something Travis Scott would make, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's not very left field. Whereas, like, the Lil Yachty album that dropped was, like, what, rock? And he's been, like, super kind of corny rap up until this point. Right?
I haven't heard it. I'm listening.
Yachty? No. Okay. Well, he like, dropped this, like, rock album, which everyone was, like, ranting and raving about. So it's always cool when artists kind of take a left turn. But this Travis Scott album wasn't really that. It was kind of... Well, would you say it's going deeper into his sound or maybe still staying at the same level as Astroworld?
No, Astroworld was, like, a roller coaster. This one was, like... I don't know, man. I don't know. I just know it's tough. That Modern Jam.
Yeah, Modern Jam.
Fish Pump put it on the Bible. I like a... Am I supposed to say that? I didn't cuss?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I did.
Off-rip! What do we do, Liam?
I'm going to come back and sort it out.
You're going to come back and do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that part where he's like... This exact line and position.
Let's move away. Let's just move away from this conversation. We're just gonna move away from this conversation, and we're just gonna play some music. So this is Davey Legend. Somebody.
I use the smoke to bring me peace of mind. All it ever does is cloud my insides. Foggy windows in the back of my eyes.
it does is make me camera shy. Do you know this? Cause I know this. Would you know this if I was sore enough? Would you still know me up? Would you still come over? Would you still come over? If I'm not sore enough, would you still know me up? Would you still come over? Would you still come over? Why you wish somebody? Why you wish someone else? Why you wish somebody? I can't help myself. Why you wish somebody? Why you wish someone else? Why you wish somebody? I can't help myself. I'm trying to be better. Mind don't change, my heart don't change like the weather. I wanna get better, but I only end up bitter. Gotta get so bitter, I get so hard. Change my mind, bring me back to the center. Fake my vendetta, look into my eyes and tell me that you've been better with someone else. If I'm not sure enough, would you still know me up? Would you still come over? Would you still come over? If I'm not sore enough, would you still know me up? Would you still come over? Would you still come over? When you wish somebody, when you wish someone else, when you wish somebody, I can't help myself. When you wish somebody, when you wish someone else, when you wish somebody.
Sheesh. And that was
You Tell Me.
That was Somebody by Davey Legend, aka me. Sheesh.
Tell me about it.
Dude, I love this song.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Did you record that chorus without headphones? Is that feedback that I'm hearing?
No. So that layer that you're hearing is when I recorded with Lael.
Uh-huh. So there is feedback.
So, well, that one was done, with no headphones on. And then he was singing this crazy, will you wait someone else? Like some weird harmony. And it was so, so good. And we just did, fake layers or fake crowds.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I think it brought so much life into it. But there's also hidden beneath the chorus, there's also just like this crowd noise, and it's not crowd noise that we recorded, or it might be from my voice memos, but it's literally just a crowd going like, wow, yeah, like it's all crazy, and that just kind of, we just put that in there because we're like, we're just going to add that energy in there, and you're not even going to hear it, you're just going to kind of feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some really cool layering going on in there, but yeah.
What was the writing process like?
Dude, I think I was really sad one day. Because I was in a fight with somebody that I really cared about. And it was kind of... It was exactly the situation that I wrote about. To basically put that out there.
Yeah.
And I was really sad. And I kind of... I think I had to, leave their house or whatever. And I, came home. And I had this instrumental that I had made earlier. And I wasn't even planning on going on it. I think I made the instrumental for fun. Because I was like, ooh, I just want to make a choppy little thing. And I ended up kind of writing a little bit to it. I wasn't in love with it. But then that chorus, I came back to it, and then I was sad, and that chorus just came to me. And it was oh, my goodness, I had to be sad to write that one. And then we wrote, when you wish somebody, when you wish someone else. I was like, oh, that's the simple kind of catchy thing that I've been looking for so many of my songs. And then it kind of just happened, bro. And then Lael came a while later because he was like, oh, the intro to this song just isn't hitting. And so he was like, I want to be a part of this with you, and let's write it together.
Yeah.
And so we got together and wrote it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Super fun. And I think that was back in September was when I first wrote the song, and then in December me and Lael worked on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it's dropping. It dropped in July. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the next song I'm dropping has been in the vault for 2 years. So welcome to my life. Just working on old music, but it'll be new for everybody else. I think I've been on this grind of music kind of like keeping everything in the vault for so long that everything that is out there is old, is even older anyways. So like this is going to feel super new to everybody anyways. And I don't want to like downplay it like I'm not excited about it because I really, really am.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm excited.
Heck yeah. What's next?
New Davey. Well, we're going to go to a break and we'll be back and we'll have more music for you. So hang on tight.
What's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at kcnr1460.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Welcome back. This is our second to last segment of Off Rip Radio. Once again, I'm your host, Liam. Joining me in the studio today is Davey, Adrian One. You can also call him Raphael, Cordrian, and Adrian Two.
Hello.
Also called Locho. The song is playing right now. I'm going to mute mics. I'm going to bring it back in because it's so good. It's Strasbourg Saint Denis by Roy Hargrove. It actually is considered a standard now, which hasn't happened in decades.
It absolutely just hits all the right marks.
It does. Let's listen. Best piano solo ever. That's an exaggeration, but it's good. There's this one video on YouTube where he's doing the solo, and he's on like a baby grand, and he's sticking his hand in the top of the piano and muting the strings.
He showed me this.
Just listen. You can hear him do it. Okay. So good. I just want to keep listening. Whatever.
I know.
We're going to get to the show. We have another song to play for you. It is New Jersey by Blue Deputy. We're going to get to it in a second. Well, actually, Davey, tell us about this band.
Oh.
What do you know about this band?
I don't know anything. I know that the last time that they dropped, they only have a couple songs, and it looks like the last time they dropped was in 2020, and they've only dropped once. And they dropped both of these songs together. I don't know. It looks like their shows are really... They look like a DIY band, if you know what that is. It's almost like a genre now.
Well, this song only has, on YouTube, 1,600 plays. It's pretty tiny.
Interesting. Okay, they're continually dropping on SoundCloud. I'm looking at it right now.
All Plats, guys.
I know. Artists.
I'm so excited.
To be releasing on all platforms.
I'm so excited for you to hear this song because it's so great. It looks like they're signed, though. They got signed off of that one song.
That's awesome.
It looks like a very small label. I hope everything's well. You never know how some of these label deals go.
That's true.
But, oh, they are a DIY band. Man, I love DIY bands when they get it right. There's a local DIY band, LVP, that has a really, really good EP that came out with Rural Jungle, I believe is the other name. One of the guys' names is Cole. The other guy's name is Olive. Really, really dope guys. Kind of, honestly, fathers to the scene. Olive, I would say. Cole, I think he recently moved here, but Olive has been around forever in the Reading scene.
He has.
And anyways, that's just, I digress. That's the DIY scene in Reading and the DIY scene across the U.S. is like kind of picking up. I would say Midwest emo was kind of something for the past 2 years, and now it's kind of transformed into DIY. Am I wrong in saying that?
I don't know.
You don't know? You're not keeping up?
No.
All right. Well, there we go. Davey will just be the warrior for the underground DIY scene. It's fine.
Davey can do that if Davey wants.
Davey will.
What's Forgy going to do?
Yeah, what's Forgy going to do?
In terms of what?
Talking to the mic.
In terms of what?
Talking to the mic.
In terms of what?
You're not talking to the mic, bro.
The mic is right in my face.
No, yeah, you're pointing wrong, at your chest.
Hello.
There
yeah!
You go.
The difference is incredible.
Wait, what am so?
New
what am
Jersey
I gonna...
by Blue Deputy.
New Jersey by Blue Deputy. I'm not in love with the mix, but I think that's the beauty of
the magic.
That is the magic of it. Not Raphael. Adrian, I've seen you very intently listening to this. You want to tell me what you think about it? Talking to the mic.
Me?
Yeah, pull the mic up.
Okay.
I really want to hear you because it seems like you're really, really like into it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my favorite song. It's all right. I don't know. I just don't.
That's okay.
You know, I'm entitled to my own opinion.
I'm not. Really. No, dude. I'm not dogging. I just want to know what you think.
Yeah, it's good. It's chill. You know.
It seems like
a song like I'd listen to in like eighth grade after being cheated on. You know.
Yeah.
It's like one of those sad.
That's
songs.
That's the vibe.
Oh no, Emily was holding hands with Darren.
Yeah.
What?
That's crazy,
dude.
Wait, what?
I'll wait after the show, but I was okay.
Wait, is that?
I was, yeah.
No way.
Wait, what?
Damn.
Wait, hold on.
No,
hold on.
He hit it home.
Wait, yeah. What?
No, the song is really beautiful.
I like the dirty mix.
I like the
You mix. Just guessed the name of somebody he's been with or something.
Did I?
Something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That was crazy.
I don't know. You just did it.
That's weird.
Some call me the psychic monster.
Nobody calls you that.
I do.
Oh, never mind. Adrian calls me.
Fortune comes up.
Wait, I call myself the psychic monster.
Are we still on this? Oh, we're on psychics.
We're on psychics now.
Psychics.
That's gotta be like a band name for us. That's like our DIY band name, Psychic Monster. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. What
that
kind of music?
Like an estrogen pill.
This does. I was thinking elevator music.
What? That sounds like an estrogen pill.
What does that even
mean?
Like something you would take.
Okay, but like, let's be very careful about like how we go about talking about this 4G.
Oh, you're right. Okay, so
facts.
Let me just not talk about it at all then.
Yeah.
That's a safe route.
Yeah, I really think today's a nice day. If you're driving in your car right now and you hear that, what was that last song you just played?
The last one?
Yeah.
Elevator music?
Yeah. Just drive and listen and think to that song. It sounds good. I like that song. It sounds like Rain in Texas.
Wow.
No Baby Keem.
Rain
like
in
Texas.
That's a song. That's an album name right there.
Rain in Texas?
Rain in Texas.
But Baby Keem was like, it's for like a rainy day in Texas, but it really does for that way.
Yeah. Baby Keem did say that. I can confirm he did say that.
And then,
because it was a rainy day in Texas.
But
think
the song
it was?
Really does sound like a rainy day in Texas. And that's what it sounds like. Like, you know how there's nothing on the planes, you're just staring out, the rain's falling, so you're just like on a countryside just staring.
Just
but you got the song there playing to keep you right on track of where you are in life.
I feel like we had some really dope moments like that when we were driving from Texas or to Texas and back.
Yeah.
Like the craziest one was
4G's from Texas, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, we did a show in Texas in February. But as we were driving, I mean, the craziest place to drive through was New Mexico for me. Because for some reason, I don't know if it's just me, but it feels like you're like falling in. Like looking down on like Albuquerque, New Mexico, it feels like you're elevated and it's like a I don't know how to explain
it. Goes down.
Yeah, it feels like the whole state is like indented and like Albuquerque's in the middle of the indent. And when you're driving towards Albuquerque, you just kind of see it and you feel like you're looking like at it from above. It's weird.
This is a great conversation.
Whenever you entered into Texas, what'd you feel once you already entered it? Like already looking down in New Mexico.
I was scared, bro. People are telling terrible things about
this.
This is
a great conversation, but we gotta hit a break.
Okay, break.
We'll be right back.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Rainmaker, a romantic comedy by N. Richard Nash and directed by Aaron Haney Stewart. A charming con man comes to a drought-stricken town, offering hope for rain and sparking a transformative journey of love and self-discovery for its inhabitants. June 28th through August 13th at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown. Tickets are available at riverfrontplayhouse.net or enjoy the store Reading. The Rainmaker is sponsored by this station and other pro-arts businesses.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My illusion delay,
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Back. This is our second to last segment of Off Rip Radio. Once again, I'm your host, Liam. Joining me in the studio today is Davey, Adrian One. You can also call him Raphael, Cordrian, and Adrian Two.
Hello.
Also called Locho. The song is playing right now. I'm gonna mute mics. I'm gonna bring it back in because it's so good. It's Strasbourg Saint Denis by Roy Hargrove. It actually is considered a standard now, which hasn't happened in decades.
It absolutely just hits all the right marks.
It does. Let's listen. Best piano solo ever. That's an exaggeration, but it's good. There's this one video on YouTube where he's doing the solo, and he's on like a baby grand, and he's sticking his hand in the top of the piano.
Yep.
And muting the strings.
He showed me this.
Just listen. You can hear him do it. Okay.
So good.
I just want to keep listening. Whatever.
I know.
We're going to get to the show. We have another song to play for you. It is New Jersey by Blue Deputy. We're going to get to it in a second. Davey, tell us about this band.
Oh.
What do you know about this band?
I don't know anything.
You don't know
anything? I know that the last time that they dropped, they only have a couple songs, and it looks like the last time they dropped was in 2020, and they've only dropped once. And they dropped both of these songs together. I don't know. It looks like their shows are really... They look like a DIY band, if you know what that is. It's almost like a genre now.
Well, this song only has, on YouTube, 1,600 plays. It's pretty tiny.
Interesting. Okay, no, they're continually dropping on SoundCloud. I'm looking at it right now.
all plats, guys.
I know.
Artists.
I know.
Artists. I'm so excited. Releasing on all platforms.
I'm so excited for you to hear this song because it's so great. It looks like they're signed, though. They got signed off of that one song.
That's awesome.
It looks like a very small label. I hope everything's well. You never know how some of these label deals go.
That's true.
But, they are a DIY band. Man, I love DIY bands when they get it right. There's a local DIY band, LVP, that has a really, really good EP that came out with... Rural Jungle, I believe, is the other name. One of the guys' names is Cole. The other guy's name is Olive. Really, really dope guys. Kind of, honestly, fathers to the scene. Olive, I would say. Cole, I think he recently moved here, but Olive has been around forever in the Reading scene.
He has.
And anyways, that's just... I digress. That's the DIY scene in Reading, and the DIY scene across the U.S. is, like, kind of picking up. I would say Midwest emo was kind of something for the past 2 years, and now it's kind of transformed into DIY. Am I wrong in saying that?
I don't know.
You don't know? You're not keeping up?
No.
All right. Well, there we go. Davey will just be the warrior for the underground DIY scene. It's fine.
Davey can do that if Davey wants.
Davey will.
What's Forge going to do?
Yeah, what's Forge going to do?
In terms of what?
Talking to the mic.
In terms of what?
Talking to the mic.
In terms of what?
You're not talking to the mic, bro.
The mic is right in my face.
No, yeah, you're pointing wrong, at your chest.
Hello.
There
yeah!
You go.
The difference is incredible.
Wait, what am so?
New
what am
Jersey
I
by Blue Deputy.
Thank you.
New Jersey by Blue Deputy. I'm not in love with the mix, but I think that's the beauty of
the magic.
That is the magic of it. Not Raphael. Adrian, I've seen you very intently listening to this. You want to tell me what you think about it? Talking to the mic.
Me?
Yeah, pull the mic up.
Okay.
I really want to hear you because it seems like you're really, really, like, into it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my favorite song. It's all right. I don't know. I just don't.
That's okay.
You know, I'm entitled to my own opinion.
I'm not. No, dude, I'm not dogging. I just want to know what you think.
Yeah, it's good. It's chill, you know.
It's awesome.
It seems like a song like I'd listen to in like eighth grade after being cheated on, you know.
Yeah.
Like one of those sad
That's
songs.
That's the vibe.
Oh no, Emily was holding hands with Darren.
Yeah.
What?
That's crazy,
dude.
Wait, what?
I'll wait after the show, but I was okay.
Wait, is that?
I was, yeah.
No way.
Wait, what?
Damn.
Wait, hold on.
No,
hold on.
He hit it home.
Wait, yeah. What?
No, the song is really beautiful.
Wait.
I like the
You just guessed the name of somebody he's been with or something.
Did I?
Something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, that was crazy.
I don't know. You just did it.
That's weird.
Some call me the psychic monster.
Nobody calls you that.
I do.
Oh, never mind. Adrian calls you
Wait, I call myself the psychic monster.
Are we still on this? Oh, we're on psychics.
We're on psychics now.
Psychics.
That's got to be like a band name for us. That's like our DIY band name, Psychic Monster. Yeah?
Yeah.
I think so. What
kind
of music?
Like an estrogen pill.
This does? I was thinking elevator music.
What? That sounds like an estrogen pill.
What does that even mean?
Like something you would say.
Okay, but like, let's be very careful about like how we go about talking about this 4G.
Oh, you're right. Okay, so
sex.
Let me just not talk about it at all then.
Yeah. That's a safe route.
Yeah. Yeah, I really think today's a nice day. If you're driving in your car right now and you hear that, what was that last song you just played?
The last one?
Yeah.
Elevator music?
Yeah. Just drive and listen and think to that song. It sounds good. I like that song. It sounds like Rain in Texas.
Wow.
No Baby Keem.
Rain in Texas.
That's a song. That's an album name right there.
Rain in Texas?
Rain in Texas.
But Baby Keem was like, this for like a rainy day in Texas, but it really does it that way.
Yeah. Baby Keem did say that. I can confirm he did say that.
And then,
because it was a rainy day in Texas.
But
think
the song
it was?
Really does sound like a rainy day in Texas. And that's what it sounds like. Like, you know how there's nothing on the plains, you're just staring out, the rain's falling, so you're just like on a countryside, just staring.
Just playing.
This, but you got the song there playing to keep you right on track with where you are in life.
I feel like we had some really dope moments like that when we were driving from Texas or to Texas and back.
Yeah.
Like the craziest one was
4G's from Texas, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah, we did a show in Texas in February. But as we were driving, the craziest place to drive through was New Mexico for me. Because for some reason, I don't know if it's just me, but it feels like you're like falling in. Like looking down on like Albuquerque, New Mexico, it feels like you're elevated and it's like a.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain
it. Goes down.
Yeah, it feels like the whole state is like indented and like Albuquerque's in the middle of the indent. And when you're driving towards Albuquerque, you just kind of see it and you feel like you're looking like at it from above. It's weird.
This is a great conversation.
Whenever you entered into Texas, what'd you feel once you already entered it? Like already looking down on New Mexico and Albuquerque.
I was scared, bro. People are telling terrible things about
Texas. This is a great conversation, but we got to hit a break.
Okay, break.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hi,
Welcome back to our final segment of Off Rip Radio. Right now we have some Skunk Funk by the Brecker Brothers playing. I don't actually like the way the song sounds, but it's a fun song to listen to from like a musical standpoint, I think. I don't know.
Anything with trumpets, honestly. With like really snazzy trumpets like this. Is the same thing with the St. Denis Strassman?
Strasbourg St. Denis.
Same thing. In my head, same thing. But yeah.
Honestly, just the melodies are kind of annoying on this song. That's just me. On the line today, we have our very close friend, Hunt Club, who's actually going to be performing at our show that we're going to talk about in just a second. Hunt Club, how you doing, Mr. Blake?
I'm wonderful. Dude, thank you for having me on the show.
I'm so happy you're here.
Blake!
Hey, what's up?
Hey! I'm so happy you're here.
Just so that you know, Blake, we have Davey,
yo,
Adrian number yo. One, and Adrian number two here with us.
Wow. It's a full house.
It's a full house.
It is.
Five of us, including you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thanks so much for this opportunity. This is so sick, and I'm also so excited for the show coming up
tell
as
us,
well.
Tell us what you're planning on doing with your set. Just tell us about the show.
Well, I want to start out with another electronic section for the beginning part.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to, like, last time was more like house and dubstep bass. I want to see if I can get some more drum and bass and other types of electronic subgenres in there. And then from there, I'll flow into more of, like, the stuff that's on Spotify. And I have a new song coming out that I'm excited to premiere with brand new orchestration and arrangement.
Awesome.
And then if there's any time at the end, I'll whip out some opera or something.
Let's go.
Yes.
Hey, Blake, do you have any opera songs that you advise I listen to?
Opera songs to listen to?
Yeah, hit me with one right now.
All right, man. There's it's Gianni Schicchi's aria.
How
Gianni.
Do I spell that?
G-I-A-N-N-I space S-C-H-I-C-C-H-I, I think. Schicchi.
And which one is it?
Anyways.
Which one is it?
It's worth watching the whole aria. Pardon? What's up?
Which song is it?
It's his aria. So his, like, solo. If you just look up Gianni Schicchi aria, it should come up. It's a one act, probably only about an hour long. There's a ton of versions on YouTube. It is truly one of my favorite operas. I've been fortunate enough to actually perform in it once, but yeah, I feel like you get a kick out of it. It's really funny.
Great.
Yeah, man.
One of the operas of all time.
One of the operas of all time?
One yeah, it's very opera.
What does that mean?
It's one of the operas of all time.
You just said
the most opera of all time.
When it comes down to opera.
Yeah. Well, what else about the show, I guess? Should we just announce it? Because we haven't even talked about it at all.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. August 18th, Blake, a.k.a. Hunt Club, is coming from L.A. here to Northern California, Redding specifically, with... Who else are you bringing?
We're bringing Chick the Pie, baby!
Woo! Yes. Him, and then we have some local talent as well. We have Forgerine is going to be on the bill. Lilo is going to be on the bill. There's also a secret anonymous special guest.
It's Davey.
So tune in.
Oh, it's me. Okay. Very secret and anonymous still.
And
all right.
It's going to be in a, what is it, IOF? What is it?
And the IOOF hall. The something of Odd Fellows.
Yes, International Order of Odd Fellows.
Nothing. Dude, I'm an odd fellow.
Maybe we are. We're the new generation of odd fellows.
I'm an autistic fellow.
Let's go.
Y'all have to come. What day is it? August 18th?
August 18th, Friday. $10 at the door. We're partnering
in a whole tempo.
Viva Downtown.
The place is crazy.
It's going to be great.
We got a
really,
doorbell
really
ringer.
You know, I am, and I know that we all are very, very excited to be able to do the show with Viva. They have been awesome and supportive, and we're excited to build this relationship with them.
Yes.
Yeah. So, anyways, we are strapped for time. This is our last segment. We got 8 minutes left. We're going to go ahead and play a song by our very own Hunt Club. This is Getaway.
When I saw her in the letter, she told me that she was concerned for my health, and she promised to get better. She was only just temperature's up, the more I fall so far. Can't touch the ceiling. I don't know if you'll ever feel me. It's crowded now. Needs all the light to
Radio. I don't know the name of the song. I just know it's by Giacomo Puccini. Does that sound like the right way to say his name, Blake?
This is Nessun Dorma by Giacomo Puccini.
There you go.
Puccini.
One of
the best composer, bro. The goated composer.
I don't know, I'm loving this. Anyways, that last song we played was...
Get Away by
Hunt.
Yes.
Hunt
Club.
Blake, tell me about the song.
Well, I just want to say this is just so surreal. It's such an amazing moment. Thank you for this.
Of course.
Just getting to hear it on radio, it just really, I got a little emotional, I'm not going to lie. Thank you so much.
Of course, dude. I'm so happy that we're able to share your music with
you. Yeah,
people.
Man. I guess the info for it, it's a little bit cloudy because I'm pulling from a lot of sort of things in my life and my friend's life that have kind of like are synchronous with sort of like, you know, like dealing with jealousy in romantic situations.
Yeah.
Because like in the chorus is like, thought you were just friends, but now you're hanging with him. Just sort of like people switching up their motivations or the way they're presenting and and it just can be kind of hurtful. So that's kind of what I'm drawing on. But in terms of the execution, I would say that's where I can speak with more authority. I find that I'm like very sensitive to specific key signatures in songs, and I try to place my songs in key signatures with a lot of like intention. So this is an F sharp major, and I find that F sharp major is more of a cold, brooding, hostile, unforgiving key that deals, at least for me, deals with like just like disdain, you know, like it's sort of like a feeling of like isolation, especially, and sort of like introspection more than like C major or whatever. So I guess like that sort of synesthetic response kind of made me want to sort of dive into that more deeply. And then it was just sort of like a self-fulfilling prophecy with like the subject matter and then like the setup with the sample and all this sort of thing just kind of helped the song write itself.
What key is the song in?
F-sharp major.
Did you say that?
Yeah, that's what he's been talking about.
Sorry.
I would love to hear you. Bro, I want like a Bible.
You know what? I love D major. D and E major.
Dude, for the longest time, I couldn't listen to music with D major because it was so emotionally poignant. I would just start like getting really just like my heart would be fast.
No, I know.
Like,
That's
but
why
yeah,
I like
no,
it.
I've come around.
I love a good D to a G. A good.
Boom. Yeah, man.
I don't know. You add the whatever extensions.
I would love to know.
Forgy's laughing, but I think he just doesn't know anything about it. So he's just like,
oh my god.
I
want to know like what you would personify each key as. I'm super curious to like know what each key's like emotional and like effect on like a listener is.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to. I mean, I don't know. This is kind of a super niche thing, but yeah, I would love to discuss it. But it's interesting because Mozart actually had the same kind of situation, and most composers did because back in the day when they were playing at like A420, mm-hmm. now we're at A440,
yeah.
I think. So because of like equal temperament, mm-hmm. back when the keys were at A420 and like all the keys sounded a little bit different because they were using like Pythagorean tuning, all the keys sounded a little bit different, and they all sounded very different from one another. So like Mozart, for instance, always treats A flat major with, he's only written like three or four pieces in all of his oeuvre of like everything he's done, like only a couple in A flat major, not very much in E major, you know.
Yeah.
He's very, he has a very specific treatment with these keys, and the emotional impact is really strong.
Mm-hmm.
But I also find that on the flip side, like getting boxed into a certain emotional, like bandwidth for keys can maybe be a bit limiting. So it's something I'm trying to like tread lightly with, you know?
Yeah.
That's so interesting. I'm actually so like entertained right now because I'm like, wow, I want to look more into this.
Blake, we're having to wrap up the show right now.
Yeah.
I'm wanting to have you on soon, and I want to just dedicate a whole 30-minute segment to nerding out.
Oh, God.
Yes. Does that sound great?
Oh, please.
We're going to make that happen.
I'd be flattered. That'd be such a
I would love that.
Yes.
All right. Well, this is Off-Rip Radio. I'm your host, Liam. We have Davey, Fordrian, Adrian, and you are listening to Isfahan by Mr. Duke Ellington.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.